For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Deadly wildfires are raging in California. In Paradise, 10 people were killed in the most destructive fire in state history. The town was destroyed quickly due to high winds that fanned the flames and hampered aerial support. In Southern California,
the wind shifted this way, and it came down. And within 3 minutes, it went from, let's monitor it, to we were running for our lives.
Few people knew if their homes would remain standing when they left.
It was all in perfect condition 2.5 hours ago when I was standing there. It's sad, but, you know, we didn't get hurt, and that was the important part.
250,000 people in Southern California have been evacuated by wildfires. So far, nearly 200 homes have been destroyed in Los Angeles County. Many famous people have also reportedly lost their homes in Malibu. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Trump administration has been criticized by humanitarian groups and some members of Congress for its support for the Saudi-led coalition fight against the Houthis in Yemen. Secretary of Defense James Mattis.
We've got to move toward a peace effort here, and we can't say we're going to do it sometime in the future.
Officials say it will likely have little impact on the fight, but will allow the Trump administration to say it's taken action against the Saudis for the devastation in Yemen. In Thousand Oaks, California, they're still reeling from a mass shooting at a bar. 12 people died as the shooter, Ian Long, posted on social media. Among Long's victims were college students, veterans, and others who were at Borderline for country western dancing on college night. Many inside had already survived one mass shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas 13 months ago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A bus passenger saves the day on a Utah highway. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Utah police say a Greyhound bus passenger jumped behind the wheel and steered the bus to safety after the driver passed out while driving on the highway. The Utah Highway Patrol says that passenger took over early on Friday morning after the driver suffered some sort of medical problem and began to lose consciousness while driving on Interstate 15 south of Salt Lake City. Trooper Colton Freckleton says the unidentified passenger brought the bus to a stop. About 20 people were on board and nobody was hurt. The bus driver was taken to a hospital. Troopers are investigating whether the driver was impaired. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new letter has been discovered that was written by Albert Einstein. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
More than a decade before the Nazis seized power in Germany, Einstein was on the run and already fearful for his country's future, according to the newly revealed letter.
He really speaks about anti-Semitism in Germany, and he focuses in advance. He's saying there is no future to the Jews in Germany. He says that he's happy that he's independent already from making money from German institutes, and he's free to go away.
The Auction House spokesman says Einstein penned the letter to his younger sister in 1922, warning of the dangers of growing nationalism and anti-Semitism years before the Nazis ultimately rose to power. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.